much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is offshore company. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
In an offshore company, you can process payments in a country, host your site in another country, hold accounts in a third country, and pay low taxes in a fourth. A diversified structure of several offshore companies is one of the best solutions for asset protection and tax planning. If you establish an offshore company, you may enjoy the tax advantages that your company has available if you establish yourself in an offshore jurisdiction. For example, if you go to Hong Kong, you can file a company registration in Hong Kong and will receive tax relief in form of a tax exemption from the law if your business activities take place outside Hong Kong. Establishing your legal structure in Hong Kong while maintaining your operations in Europe and doing business in countries other than Hong Kong will allow your company to enjoy all the advantages of Hong Kong tax exemptions for out-of-city activities. Establishing an offshore company remains one of the best solutions for those who want to set up an international company to protect their assets and to reduce the abusive tax burden that prevails in most countries. An offshore company is a limited liability company registered in another country who has no taxed no public registry of shareholders and directors and has no annual reporting obligations. In relation to companies and similar companies incorporated in offshore jurisdictions, the use of the word company has different applications. An offshore company is a separate entity from its shareholders, while an offshore limited liability company binds its members to transit companies for U.S. tax purposes. One of the most frequently selected offshore business types is the Cayman Limited Liability Company, companies that are exempt from taxation in their jurisdiction if the registration is not carried out by a resident of another jurisdiction are called international business companies. The term enterprise, when used in its broadest scope, refers to any artificial entity, including not only companies but also companies, LLCs, LPs, LLPs, partnerships and offshore trusts. BVI companies are popular vehicles for foreigners looking for offshore investment, international trade, savings, corporate banking, estate planning and other purposes. Establishing offshore companies offers a wealth of benefits, including data protection, trust asset protection, minimized tax liability, litigation protection, flexibility in corporate law, and operational ease. In this structure we enjoy zero profit tax systems without the problems and typical restrictions of companies based in offshore countries and other advantages that are more subject to control and inspections which are not welcomed by financial institutions. For example, wealthy Venezuelans can house their investment funds in the US, and trade in cryptocurrencies can be conducted through offshore companies, because most countries have no regulations on what supports unlimited trade, e-commerce, and offshore companies. There are some offshore jurisdictions that do not impose any tax on companies and their companies are tax-free. The best examples of this are the Cayman Islands, Bermuda, which are moving towards this model. Setting up an offshore company or bank account to run your online business is a great way to grow momentum outside the country where you live. As a rule, offshore companies should be planned and established in countries where there have been strong data protection rules and laws in the past that do not tax your investments or business income. Structured offshore companies can reduce U.S. taxes for expats on ordinary business income or eliminate them, but complaint-free offshore companies are a quick way to land with the IRS in hot water. Discover the advantages and disadvantages of establishing an offshore company, including privacy and reduced tax liability, and learn how to register, establish, and integrate your company in your country of residence. We will also review your banking and business situation to select the best jurisdiction for your offshore company. Establishing an offshore company can lead to an inspection by the tax authorities in my country. Therefore, it is important for our clients to know about their personal and corporate tax obligations in their country of residence so that they can fulfill them. The main thrust of legislation aimed at curbing tax evasion and money laundering by companies based in offshore tax centers is to force these companies to demonstrate beyond doubt that their underlying activities in their respective offshore centers are conducted and that these activities are normal business activities. Offshore, on the other hand, means that business activities carried out by the company and held in assets or investments take place outside the country, place or jurisdiction. Companies with significant foreign sales such as Apple and Microsoft are taking advantage of the opportunity to maintain associated profits in offshore accounts in countries with a lower tax burden. Offshore jurisdictions also include companies based in Oman, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Singapore and Costa Rica. An LLC in the United Kingdom with two offshore companies acting as partners does not have to pay tax on the personal income of the companies in the United Kingdom, provided that the members and partners of the offshore companies are not living in the United States, that they do not engage in economic activities in the United States, and that control of the LLC is offshore.
Episode 1400 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Alan Gregory. Adios.